News for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest is an MD, board-certified physician nutrition specialist. She serves as the diet and fitness expert for CNN Health and current president of the National Board of Physician Nutrition Specialists. Welcome to the show, author of The Doctor on Demand Diet, Dr. Melina Jampolis. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hello, Doc. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Excited to be on.
Oh, great to have you. You know, with so many diet books on the market, what I really enjoyed about yours is the one-size-doesn't-fit-all concept. What works for one person may not work for the other. For our frustrated weight, you know, fighters out there that are listening, that want to lose weight, share how your book can offer them some needed results.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I've been doing exclusively weight management for about 15 years in my practice. And I have, up until now, not used drugs. So I'm really using the diet to get people to lose weight instead of pills and shakes and that sort of thing. And what I've found in doing that is that, you know, different people responded to different levels of carbohydrates. And over the years, I found that people whose bodies did not respond as well to insulin, who tended to have more belly fat and higher triglycerides in their blood, they did better when I cut back on carbohydrates a little bit and let them have a little bit more healthy fat. But the people who seem to have a normal response to insulin and perhaps carry their weight more uniformly throughout their body, I didn't quite have to be as, you know, strict about carbohydrates. And at the end of the day, you know, we all know that sticking to a diet is the most important thing. So if you don't have to cut something, why would you? Because you're probably not going to do it long-term anyway. So that was kind of a light bulb moment, and I've just fine-tuned that over the years, and that's what I've done in this book, was people can't come to see me to be assessed how their body responds to insulin. So I help them. I present a simple quiz that you can do, you know, at home. You don't need any medical training, and you can really get a sense of how your body responds to insulin. And based on that, you know, design a better diet for you that you're more likely to get the results and stick with, and that's really important.
So they take a quiz to determine kind of what road to go, and that's specific to them.
Exactly.
That's great.
Exactly right. Yeah. So it's really, I think it's the first that really helps, you know, customize more to the person's metabolic status. So, you know, how we metabolize carbohydrates is part of your metabolism, and I think that customization is really the future of not only nutrition, but in medicine in general, because we're learning more about, you know, these genetic differences between people where they're going to respond differently to food, to drugs, to, you know, all different sorts of medical interventions.
Right. Something you address in the book is the prediabetes. I know it's a condition that affects 86 million Americans. The good news is it is reversible. But share with us why prediabetes is so prevalent and why should we be concerned?
Well, again, you know, insulin resistance is pretty much the same thing as prediabetes. And so, unfortunately, because of changes in our diet, which is, you know, predominantly an increase in highly refined carbohydrates and a lot of these, you know, rapidly digested processed foods and a, you know, increase in our sedentary lifestyle, this has really set up the perfect storm for our bodies not to respond correctly to insulin. And what that does, insulin's job is to, you know, push sugar into your cells, out of your blood, into your cells, into your muscle, into your liver for storage, into your fat cells for storage as well. When it doesn't do that as well, you know, your body has to keep producing more and more to do the same job, and that is what starts causing prediabetes condition. And of the 86 million people who have it, only 10% know it. So I think one of the other things that this quiz can do is it can really help define if you're at risk, because insulin resistance is essentially the same thing as prediabetes. So, I think, you know, our genes haven't changed in the last 50 years. The genes just don't change that quickly. So it really is lifestyle changes that have led to this. And the good news is we can reverse that. So, you know, it's not something that's out of our control, which to me is really exciting as a weight loss doctor.
You know, I had a patient yesterday came in and she was told she has prediabetes. She says, I don't understand it. I don't eat sweets.
Right.
And they don't get it. They don't understand. It could also be, you know, from bread, alcohol, even orange juice. There's certain foods that you don't put in your head as being sugar. And
yeah,
so,
absolutely. That's the refined grains, you know, are really the tricky ones. And this is what people eat too much of. I mean,
Yeah,
sugar, of course, plays a role. But, you know, it's these refined, rapidly digested carbohydrates in bread and pasta and rice and crackers and pretzels. And, a lot of it came about because, you know, in the 80s and 90s, we decided that cutting fat was the best idea. So everything was fat-free. But unfortunately, then we replaced it with refined carbohydrates. And not only is that worse for your risk of diabetes, it's also worse for your heart. So we really kind of did a double whammy back then in terms of, you know, our health. And it is, you know, and that's another, you bring up a really important point because, you know, if you have insulin resistance and talking about insulin, people think, oh, I don't need to think about that. I'm not diabetic.
Right.
Well, insulin is important in everybody. You know, it's not just for diet. In fact, you know, 86 million people, as you said, have prediabetes. And even for those who don't yet have prediabetes, it's really important. So it is a factor that you need to consider when choosing the right diet for you. And you know, there are uniform changes that both diet tracks make just to improve the health aspect of their diet. But it's really something that we can do a lot about, which is exciting in medicine, without using drugs, which is even cooler because I don't like to use a lot of medications in my practice.
And it's interesting because you're a licensed MD with a specialty degree in nutrition. I know diet and nutrition isn't really a major focus in med school.
Yeah.
Why don't more doctors like yourself embrace this deviation from standard sick care medicine? I commend you for this.
Yeah, no, I thank you very much. But I think it's really sad, and I think we're working to change that. So I'm currently the president of the National Board of Physician Nutrition Specialists. And these are, you know, physicians who have truly dedicated their careers and their practices to, you know, utilizing nutrition, food as medicine. You know, I think one of the biggest issues, one of the biggest barriers, and I butt heads with a lot of my colleagues because they're so fixated on this evidence-based medicine concept. And I think that what happens is, you know, when you have something, I don't think that, you know, avocados should be held to the same standard as a cholesterol-lowering medication when it comes to clinical research, you know? So I think it's much harder to do nutrition studies because, you know, eating is a much more difficult thing to control than just, hey, take this pill every day and come back in 3 months. So it's harder to do those studies. It's hard to get those rigorous scientific studies that mainstream doctors insist on. And so I think that's one of the barriers. But I'll tell you, we're really working hard to change that. There's a wonderful program out of Tulane University, Culinary Medicine Certification Program, which I'm also pursuing, and they have developed a curricula for medical students to go in the kitchen to start learning truly firsthand about food as medicine so they can better advise their patients. And I think it's incredible, and I hope that it, you know, gains in momentum.
Great. It's called Culinary Medicine.
Culinary Medicine. It's a new
field. I love it.
Yeah, culinary, and they have a certification program, and they're building test kitchens at medical schools across the country. I went to one of the test kitchens and, you know, learned about, I'm not the greatest cook, I admit it, you know, but obviously I love to eat healthily, so it was fun for me just to learn the basics and learn about some of these things that I talk to patients all the time, but giving them more actionable ways of implementing it in their life.
Great information. I appreciate you being here. Like I said, I commend you. I love this, you know, food and diet and the specific, you know, different roads people can take to their specific needs. That's just great, great stuff. So I appreciate you being here today.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you so much, Dr. Jampolis. To get your copy of The Doctor on Demand Diet, go to Amazon.com or visit drmolina.com. You can follow Dr. Jampolis on Twitter at Dr. Molina. And for our daily health tweets, you can follow us at Dr. David Friedman. And if you missed any of the great information that we give here every time we're on, you can go to toyourgoodhealthradio.com and listen anytime on demand or on the go. So be sure and stay tuned. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well, stay tuned. More great show coming up.